American jazz musician Cannonball Adderley was born on this date in 1928 in Tampa, Florida. Adderley could play several instruments, but is best known for his work on alto saxophone. The musician was known for an improvisational style that featured restless, highly decorated, often florid lines, emphatic blues harmonies, and a full, rich tone. The son of a jazz cornetist, Adderley directed a high school band, studied at the U.S. Navy School of Music, and led two army bands before moving to New York City in the mid-1950s. In the summer of 1955, Adderley attracted attention within New York jazz circles, garnering rave reviews for his performances with bassist Oscar Pettiford at the Cafe Bohemia. Soon after, he formed a quintet with his brother that met with little success, although recordings made by the group received considerable praise years later. In 1957, Adderley began an 18-month stint with trumpeter Miles Davis. Adderley was prominently featured on Davis's albums Milestones and Kind of Blue, both considered benchmarks of 1950s hard bop and modal jazz. Also significant was Something Else, a classic album released under Adderley's own name, on which Davis was a guest player. In 1959, Adderley again joined with his brother to form a quintet, this time successfully, and he continued to lead popular small groups for the remainder of his career. Adderley's quintet released popular recordings such as This Here, Work Song, Mercy, 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 and Jive Samba. On this date in 1981, Mary Celestia Parler died, less than a year after her husband, noted Ozark folklore collector Vance Randolph, passed away. Parler was responsible for developing and implementing the most extensive folklore research project in Arkansas history. She was a professor of English and folklore at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Through her vast knowledge and appreciation of Arkansas culture, she enabled future generations to get a glimpse of Arkansas's cultural history, much of which remains only in the stories, songs, and images she collected with the help of her students and assistants. The work of Parler was revisited in 2005 when the University Library's Special Collections Department hosted a two-day conference called A Collector in Her Own Right, reassessing Mary Celestia Parler's contribution to Ozark folklore. On this date in 1821, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador all became independent from Spain. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.